Welcome to the Sportscast, July 10th, 2018. What a day, what a moment. France are in the finals, defeating Belgium 1-0. It was intense in the beginning, but then it became really leveled. No urgency from Belgium. It felt like France had a better chance of scoring their second goal than Belgium tying their first goal. And to discuss what happened today, we got David Hessel, our resident French analyst, onto the Sportscast. Welcome.
Well, Santiago, thank you very much. Of course, I'm so excited, so happy we made it to the final. Our last and second final was 2006. We lost it against Italy. Very sad moment. So today I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm enjoying it, and hopefully 2006 won't happen again. We'll have the same as 98 and win our second star. But yeah, today was, I'd say, a stressful game for me. Belgium was the team that I feared the most. I think they have an amazing, amazing team. All their players, I mean, are pretty talented, you know. And so that's why I was really like, I was really afraid that we were not going to go through with this one. I knew we had our chances, you know, but I thought, you know, it was going to be pretty even. And I think it was at the beginning of the game. Belgium pushed. And then I think slowly France started getting more confidence, getting, you know, like stronger, I guess. You know, I was very surprised. I saw Pogba defending today, which is like a big surprise, because a lot of people, you know, complain that Pogba walks, Pogba doesn't do much. But I think today he did an amazing game. And I was also very surprised, like Lukaku. I mean, I did not see him much. And I think it's because Varane and Umtiti really, I mean, really defended well, you know, today. So it was a pretty good game. And then the second half, I think the good thing, we scored like I think 50th minute, and so Belgium had to like go for it and, you know, go try to score a goal. So it gave more chances to France. I'm sad we didn't score more. We could have. I saw some pretty cool play from Mbappe, and I think that French team was having fun, and it was pleasant to see. And also what I like, and I didn't see much, is like punching and kicking and so much violence, I'd say, on the field. It seems like the player, you know, respected each other. When they will fall, they will help the players stand back up. And so I think it was a really good game to watch.
Yeah, it was tense at the beginning. I thought Lloris had a great, great match today. I think he did more than Courtois. I think De Bruyne had a shot on goal, and Lloris had a fantastic save. That ball was going to go in, but I think Lloris had a fantastic moment. They were seeing France had a good defense. You think France defense is really, you know, tagging them along to the final?
I mean, well, first for Lloris, I think he's had like a great World Cup so far. I remember for sure against Uruguay, he did an amazing save as well against Uruguay, and today also a great save. So Lloris, I think, has had a solid game, you know, so far since the beginning of the World Cup. But then now the defense, you know, I always say, you know, we have Umtiti, you know, he plays for Barcelona. He plays besides Piqué. He's in a great team. He's learning from a great defender, you know, Piqué. And then we have Varane. He plays for Real Madrid. And beside him, he has Sergio Ramos, also another great, great defender. And I mean, for the past 3 years, you know, they've won the Champions League with Real Madrid. So Varane has this, I mean, this experience. He's still a very young player, but has this experience. He has this winning mentality, and I think Titi as well. So the two central defenders are amazing. Now, I think where Deschamps did, like, I don't know, I mean, he was a genius, you know, a tenth, I'd say, you know, with Hernandez on one side, you know, like we were always thinking, oh, the two sides, the defender on each side, you know, like we had Gibril Sivide from Monaco, and then I think it was Mendy. And he was like, I mean, I think they're good, but with Hernandez and Benjamin, I forgot his last name, that scored the amazing goal against Argentina. What's his last name?
Oh, Pavard.
Pavard, yes. I mean, I think Deschamps right there showed that he knows where to find talent. He gave the chances, you know, to two very young players, especially Pavard, because I didn't even know. I know he was from Lille, because that's where I'm from. I didn't know he was playing for Stuttgart now, I think, where he plays. And he found them, gave them their chance. They took it, because, of course, you know, when a chance is given to you, you have to take it. And, man, I think they have been very fast, amazing. So I think, like, Umtiti and Varane are bringing, you know, even though they're still young, the experience that each team needs. And Hernandez and Pavard are bringing this craziness, this fire that younger player maybe have. And I think it's working very well. So I think we have a very solid defense. And Hugo Lloris is also really, really good and having a really a great World Cup so far.
The second youngest team in the tournament. The goal came in the second half in the 50th minute via a corner, a set piece. And it was a Griezmann corner, and then Umtiti scored it in. Now Umtiti is having an interesting tournament. Some people say, you know, he's not that good, but he scored the winner for the semifinal. Do you think set pieces is the way to go to score these days?
I mean, it seems like set pieces and defenders are the the way to score these days, because Varane scored the first goal, I think. Against Uruguay, then if you think England against Sweden, if I remember well, it was a defender, I think McGregor, or I don't remember what was his name.
Maguire.
I think it was a defender, Maguire, you know, and he scored, and then Umtiti. So I think it's modern, you know, football, and, you know, players are taller, stronger, and that helps, you know, to play those set pieces. So, yeah, I think it's one of the ways to go. Because I see France, I see Mbappe, you know, 19 and Griezmann, they're having fun, and they also are scoring like really cool and crazy fun goals. So I think it's one of the ways to make it, you know.
Yeah, and which they were comparing Mbappe to a Pele, obviously because of his age, 19, and back when Pele won it back in 58 against Sweden. Do you see Mbappe being one of the best players in the world in the upcoming years?
I mean, the comparison, you know, with Pele, I don't know, because I've never seen Pele play. If people asking Pele play think that them, Mbappe plays like him, I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Now, I think, like, if he stays like that, you know, again, he's 19. So hopefully, you know, he keeps getting good people around him that not going to push him towards, you know, like, wrong thing or... I mean, I'm sorry to say that, you know, but if you see, like, Mario Balotelli, a very good player, young player, and he did crazy things, you know, he could have done maybe so much more for Italy, you know, but maybe he was surrounded by the wrong person. I don't know what was his deal, but Mbappe, again, he's 19 right now, it seems like. He's keeping things, you know, down to earth. And again, you don't hear Mbappe, you know, Mbappe was in a club last night or smoking. You don't hear those things yet. So I hope he's going to keep it like that. If he keeps it like that, you know, keeps training hard, I think he can do. I mean, he's crazy fast. And also for a 19-year-old player, I see him do things on the pitch that I'm like, wow, this guy is not, he does not seem like he's stressed. You see him doing this thing that you see only an experienced player, you know, would do, but he's doing them at 19, so can he become number one if he stays like that? Yeah, because of his pace and he's so fast. But of course, he needs to score. He still has a lot of miss when he comes to the in front of the goal. But again, he's 19, and so he keeps like that, keeps learning, and with the desire to grow and learn more, I think he can really become the next Cristiano Ronaldo.
You think he'll go to Real Madrid?
I hope no. Well, but that's the thing, you know. Real Madrid tried to get him, and he said no. He wanted to play, you know, with Paris Saint-Germain, and so he had his chance, you know, I guess, maybe later on. I mean, you know, I think any player would love to play for Real Madrid. You know, Real Madrid, I mean, it's amazing. I'm a Barcelona fan, but who could say no to Real Madrid? It's amazing. Maybe he decided to go to PSG because, again, he wants to learn. He knew that Neymar was going to be there. Could learn besides Neymar, you know. And he wasn't sure if with Real Madrid, with Ronaldo and all the stars they had, if he would have a starting, you know, spot. So I'd say you can never say, you know, nothing that is not going to happen in football, you know. But I think for right now, he's with PSG. He still has like several years in his contract. I'm pretty sure he's going to stay there. But one day, you know, he may go to Madrid, especially now that Cristiano Ronaldo is gone. Real Madrid really, really, really need like someone, Hazard or someone, because they have shown at the beginning of the season. I know we're getting away from the World Cup now, but I'm going to close it quick. You know, Real Madrid has shown that without Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, they are not doing very well, you know, because the beginning of the season it wasn't doing well. Madrid was nowhere. Then Cristiano Ronaldo came back, and well, we know what happened with Real Madrid. So, but anyway,
no, so
Mbappe, hope he stays with PSG for now.
Which Ronaldo has taken over the news headlines today with his move to Juventus. So it's quite interesting what's going on in the world of soccer. You as a French,
well, yeah, and also, huh?
No, go ahead.
And also because they were talking about that, you know, because he's been in the news for like the past maybe a week, a few weeks, even one after he won the Champions League, he was like, hey, you know, it was fun, like in the past, in Real Madrid. So they've been thinking, you know, who could replace, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo players, you know. I think they should go for Hazard. And then Hazard, yeah. You know, I think he's a player that, I mean, he did an amazing game today. Every time Hazard, you know, like Lukaku, we really got Lukaku, you know, like, muscle, you know, like it was, I didn't see Lukaku much, but Hazard, every time Hazard was touching the ball, they had a hard time stopping him. They had to create some foul, which some, you know, there wasn't a foul, but some I was like, oh, it's, you know, like they didn't count it as a foul, but it was like pretty borderline, I would say. But Hazard was amazing. He had a great, great game. I didn't see Kevin De Bruyne much. Seems like they also had him, but it seems like Hazard was really hard to stop him. So he was great for Belgium. He had an amazing World Cup and game today with Belgium, and I think he'll be the man that Real Madrid should really go after.
Yeah, the French team really covered the Belgium team really well. I hardly saw Lukaku, like you were saying. I hardly saw much of chat. Well, I mean, you saw Chadley, but France just, you know, shut him down, and Hazard pretty much had a better chance with the ball, but it was a tough French defense. Now, you, as a French fan, and also been following France since 98, do you think if France wins this World Cup, which I really do think, which I really do think they will, do you think this is a better French squad than the 98 to 2006 generation?
Well, I don't know if it's better, it's different. 98, we had a lot of solid and experienced players, and then 98, we didn't really have a real number 9. We had some number, like, I think we had Dugarry at that time. Henry was there, Thierry Henry, but I don't remember if he played much. So we played without a real number 9. You know, 98, but we had Zidane, Djorkaeff, you know, in the midfield. Deschamps was the captain, you know, and then you had this solid defense, you know, where you have Barthez, you know, in the goalkeeper. Marcel Desailly, Lilian Thuram, the president, you know, Laurent Blanc. I mean, we had a really, really, really solid team. Now, I still, for example, like this team, you know, we have a solid defense, but is it like as solid, I would say, as Laurent Blanc, Desailly, Thuram, and all the, I don't know, you know, I would say they're good, but not as experienced as they were in 98, you know. So I would say that's 98 and very, very solid and creative. I mean, Djorkaeff, not that many people talk about, you know, Yuri Djorkaeff from the French team. You know, Zidane takes most of the, you know, the spotlight, and, you know, he scored a goal in the final. It was amazing, you know, but... you know, we had Djorkaeff, which was amazing. Thuram, which was, I mean, so the, now the 2006, I mean, they had an amazing team too. You know, Ribéry, that was the great years of, Franck Ribéry, you know, on his side. He was amazing. You know, we had, Thierry Henry, which renowned, you know, goal scorer of Arsenal. We had Trezeguet playing with Juventus, which is the one that missed the penalty, you know, against Italy. So I'm not a big fan of Trezeguet anymore, but anyway, it can happen to the best, you know. It happened to Roberto Baggio, you know, in 94 against in the final against Brazil. So all best players, you know, can miss a penalty. But so 2006, the same thing, you know, like we had against Zidane, you know, great midfielder. Like this team, you know, they don't, we have like, amazing in front, amazing in the back. Now, like, Kante and Pogba are, like, Kante is amazing in midfield. I mean, he's crazy. He's short. You barely see him. He's always smiling when he runs, you know. But he's everywhere, you know. So, but what we're missing, maybe, not missing, what's different from, like, 2006 and 98, we don't have the genius of a Zinedine Zidane, you know, a creative, I would say. That's how I see it, you know. We don't have that creative... People think that Pogba can be it. He could be it. Is it it yet? You know, sometimes I think like he had a great game today. He defended well, but I would say that that's the difference. I don't know if they are better. I think they are just different, younger, you know, less experienced. And I hope that's not going to betray them, you know, like in the final. So, and we'll see who will play, you know, like England has a very young team too. Croatia has like more, I guess, maybe experienced players. So we'll see how it goes. But I think they're all three were great teams and different.
I agree. I think the 98 to 2006 is still better because of Zinedine Zidane. You know, obviously, you know, like this French squad is still young. You know, they're still not in, like, even in their prime, in my opinion. And you know, we haven't seen the best of Pogba, so this is like their first. I mean, the Euros was their first real tournament, you know, with this group, with Pogba, Giroud, and Griezmann. So we'll see if they win it. You know, hey, that's the first of many. I really do think this team has a lot of potential. I think you guys do have a number nine, a true number nine, Giroud, which he hasn't really turned up as much in this tournament, but maybe in the final.
he's doing the dirty work up front.
Yeah, that is correct.
You know, that is the thing, because, yeah, it's true. I mean, a number nine is supposed to score, but he's doing the dirty... First, he has experience. He's tall and tough. You know, I mean, he can take, you know, punches and stuff like that. So, and he's doing the dirty work, you know. He's going for it, you know. So what's going to happen? Because he's going for it, defenders, they have to go and stop him somehow, which gives more space, I would say, for an Mbappe, for a Griezmann, you know, to be a bit more free, because he's there. He's a constant threat. You cannot leave Giroud alone to go against Mbappe or Griezmann, because Giroud can do the thing, but and Giroud is always pushing. And that's what I've seen in his, in this World Cup, you know. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Giroud. I know a lot of people, a lot of French people, you know, always criticize Deschamps because he always brings Giroud with him. I like Giroud. I think he's solid, you know. He can score a goal, you know, like he's done with Arsenal, you know, like that. you bring him in, you know, last 10 minutes, and he's going to score that winner, you know, or so he can score the goal. But I think he's doing a lot of the dirty work that people maybe don't see. It's less glamour because you want to be like the Mbappe that's going to score and be in the spotlight, you know, but I think he's very important for the team, very important.
The now current Chelsea player, and hopefully he'll do the same at his new club at Chelsea. France had 36 ball possession compared to Belgium 64% ball possession, but France had more shots on target. They had 5-3 against Belgium. So, you know, French defense was really covering Belgium, and France was taking their chances. And then, you know, towards the end, they could have had two goals, but it's hard to get, I mean, it's hard to score against Courtois. So we'll see. He's one of the toughest goalkeepers. He might be easier than Pickford. I'm predicting England to go, but we'll talk about that next. Tomorrow's match is Croatia versus England. It's 2 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be – I think it's going to be England. If you were France, or as a French fan, who do you prefer to play against?
I gotta say, I mean, Croatia has, I feel, this is how I feel. I'm not saying that it's the case because I don't know all the Croatian players. I barely know any of them, you know, but it seems like Croatia has more experience. And experience in the final, in the tough moments, is what can make the difference. So Croatia has a lot of experience, you know, and we've seen that their goalkeeper is amazing. A lot of people, you know, don't talk, everyone talks about Courtois because, you know, I mean, Courtois is amazing too, but man, you know, I think Subasic, his name, the goalkeeper, I mean, he stopped how many penalties, you know, for Croatia against, I think it was Denmark. So they have an amazing goalkeeper. England, they are very young. They have Harry Kane. You know, he's amazing. He's a top goal scorer, I think, so far, 6 goals. They have young players also, like, I see a little bit like the France and England. I would say I feel like they're kind of, they play a little bit the same, you know, like it's fire up front, it's fast players. So, but England seems also, I think it's a younger team, it's a young team, you know, maybe a little bit less experience. So I don't know which one is easy. I would like to see England in the final, and just for the reason, like, there's only 8. And I know a lot of people don't like that, but there's only 8 world champions. And I like to keep the circle small. You know, France and England already won one. So I want to keep it at 8. I don't want the circle to go bigger, you know. I think it's very hard to win a World Cup. So if I'd like England. Now, which one will be easier? I think England may be easier than Croatia. But again, you never know. You never know. We'll see
what happens. I think Croatia is banged up after playing two penalty shootouts. I think England's healthy. They're young, and I think England's going to win 2-0, maybe 1-0. So what's your prediction for tomorrow's match?
I'll say 3-1. Harry Kane scores 2. Dele Alli maybe scores 1, you know, or maybe a defender, because I'm pretty sure they're going to use that. You have a lot of tall and tough players, so I'd say maybe a defender. But I think, because it's true, like what you're saying, I mean, they're going to be pretty tired. And then also, what sucks, I don't know why it happened like that. Well, I guess for the semifinal, you know, they had 1 extra day to rest. But for the final, England or Croatia, we have 1 less day to rest than France.
That's correct.
So that's kind of, so if Croatia makes it, you know, they have 1 less day, they're going to get there very tired, which will benefit us. But I feel like you said, yeah, it's true. Like, they have a lot of young players. They're in shape. They're not tired, you know. So I think England can make it, unless, you know, Mandzukic gives us again another, like, one of those bicycle kicks like he did in Champions League, you know. And he wins the game like that. But even Mandzukic, I have not seen him that much, you know. So
I agree. Yeah, Mandušić hasn't really turned up. I think Croatia's been getting weaker throughout the tournament. You know, they had a good group stage. I think their best game was against Argentina. And then after that, you know, they struggled against against Denmark, maybe because of Schmeichel. And then Russia, they had a better game against Russia, but still, you're supposed to beat Russia, right? In regulation
time. I mean, no one thought Russia was going to make it there. So
yeah, Russia's one of the lowest seeded teams in the knockout stage, and they made it to like the top eight. So it's pretty remarkable. But you know, if you're a host team except South Africa in 2010, you have a good chance to go to at least the round of 16. I think that's how most host nations want to get out. If your nation is not known to be the top 10 in the world, I think Germany was the one.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for next World Cup, you know, in Qatar, I don't think Qatar is going to make it out of the group, but, I mean, who knows?
You know? You would think.
That would be pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, you would think, you know, but.
By the way, the Qatar games will be played November, December of 2022. What do you think about that?
Oh, the World Cup's going to be played?
Yeah, because of the weather. It's so hot during the summer. They moved it towards the winter time.
So how are they going to do for all the leagues?
Yeah, there's going to be a club break for 2 months. And I think all the clubs have to agree to that arrangement.
Well, I guess they have no choice. It's cheaper, and you know, either yes or yes, you know. So, but man, I didn't know. I haven't heard. Wow, that's gonna be interesting. So, because hopefully they get like a good break. I mean, maybe they get a good break during summer. They rest. They play a little bit for the season, and then maybe they'll arrive in better shape, less tired than after a long season of. Who knows? Maybe.
Yes, maybe you're right. It'll be good. They'll be in better shape. They're less banged up. They're in mid-season form, and you're playing.
Yeah.
You'll still be playing in 70-degree weather. It's not going to be that cold, or it's not going to be that hot. But here's the issue: the Euro qualifiers will start before the World Cup, so it's interesting how things are crossing over.
Yeah, that's yeah, I mean, I guess FIFA's gonna have to figure this out. I mean, they got money, I guess, to make it happen in Qatar. So now Qatar's
paid FIFA enough. Trust me.
You know what FIFA should say? They should tell Qatar to put AC in the stadium. They have the money, you know, to put AC in the whole stadium, and they can play, you know, with 70 degrees,
yeah,
even in summer.
They do have the cap. Well. They talked about that, but unfortunately, I guess that technology hasn't been invented, so they want to play it safe. They want to play it in
winter.
That would
be insane to cool down, like,
just stay, yeah,
huge, closed stadium. That'd be
Well,
but yeah, so.
That's only in 4 years, and so the World Cup will happen, will end right before Christmas, so it should be. And then 4 years later, it'll be 48 teams in USA, Mexico, Canada. So, this World Cup is getting bizarre, man.
Which I think it's great that there's more teams. World Cup is a big fiesta, you know, it's like a big celebration, and. I mean, I like it. You know, I was used to the three games per day for like 2 weeks, and then it slowly starts going down, and you're like, man, what's going on? You know, there's no game. So with like the extra teams, you know, I think maybe good, you know, me too.
I disagree. I think there's a lot of the value or the quality will go down a little bit, in my opinion. I mean,
well,
I've always suggested 24 teams.
It's true. And also, I mean, you're going to have a lot of, I'm not going to say like this lower or lesser team, but no one is excited. I mean, the World Cup opener, you know, was Russia against Saudi Arabia. You know, no one was excited about that. you know. So if there's more team, I guess it's going to be more smaller team. Maybe it's true. Yeah, it makes sense.
But the most boring game so far has been France versus Denmark.
Because they both knew, like, they were quite, but if you look, it was the same with England-Belgium. They were both qualified, I guess. None of them wanted to go to the bracket, you know, the side where, like, Brazil and but England and Belgium, they were like, hey, please go, you know, yeah, go ahead, you know, score. And so,
we'll see what happens. Well, tomorrow, Croatia versus England. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern, July 11th, it'll be played in Moscow. And then the third and fourth place match will be played on Saturday. Belgium has booked a spot there. So we'll see what happens. France is hoping for England, according to David. And it should be a good match. Hopefully it doesn't go PKs, but it could go PKs. But I say England 1-0. You say England 1-0?
No, I said 3-1.
3-1 England. That should
two
be
goals from Harry Kane.
And one from a defender from like Maguire or maybe Walker. No, Walker's a midfielder. Or we'll see what happens. Maybe from Stones.
I think Kyle Walker is
Walker is a defender in this tournament, I think. Yeah. So,
I think so.
The Manchester City boys are going to do it. Maybe Sterling might score tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's scored so far.
No, he hasn't scored.
I mean, he runs a lot.
He runs. But that's all he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You don't have to score, but if you bring some value to the team, passes, make things happen, produce corners, maybe your value is high.
That's what Giroud does. But you know, like now you're talking about the game on Saturday, I'm thinking like, you're a player, you're on a team. Do you really want to play the third place game? You know, like,
you know,
Belgium, how are they going to be excited about?
Like, I was listening to the coach, Oscar Taveras from Uruguay, the Uruguayan coach, and he was saying, look, you're going to play for a medal, for a bronze. I mean, like, at least you won't go back home empty handed.
It's really a medal.
Right? I mean, sure. It stinks to lose. You cry in the semifinal. But if your A team doesn't want to play, you play your B team. The B team wants to play. They haven't played all tournament. And then they just try to win a medal for you.
Yeah.
And you come back. It stinks. It's a tough match, but it's a match that I will see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to see it anyway. So we'll see what happens.
Belgium, it's very fun to look. You know, I mean, hopefully, again, they play all their A team, you know, will be even better. But I'll watch it too.
Which, 4 years ago, Brazil lost their third and fourth match against Holland. So, kind of interesting, isn't it?
Oh, they did? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Holland took the third place. And then Holland didn't qualify for this World Cup.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
So Germany beat Brazil in semifinal.
Yeah, it was 7-1.
So also Argentina beat Holland. Yes.
1-0.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was...
Yep.
Which is interesting because I didn't think Argentina would have made it to the final last World Cup, but they did.
Yeah.
David, how can people reach you?
Wayne missed his chance. I mean, I'm not a social media... person, I would say mainly I'm on Instagram. I think it's David HE1981. So I'm mainly on Instagram and I'm a filmmaker, so you'll see pictures of behind the scenes sets where I get to work every day.
And you are on Twitter apparently. You're D Hesselp on Twitter.
Yeah, but I'm never on Twitter. I go sometimes on Facebook, but Twitter I don't go much on Twitter. Actually, I never go on Twitter. I don't even know how I'm not going to open, but yeah.
David, besides France going to the final, what do you think about this World Cup?
I mean, it was the World Cup, I would say, of the surprises, you know. First one, I remember, like, everyone was thinking Russia was not going to make it out of the group, you know. They did. You know, Germany getting kicked out. But again, you know, like the other World Cup, Spain got kicked out. You know, France got kicked out in 2002. We won the 98 and 2000 Euro, and 2002 World Cup, we got kicked out in the pool, you know. So the Germany, I really didn't see Germany, you know, like Brazil losing, you know. Again, they played an amazing team of Belgium, and, you know, the best one, you know, was a good game. Brazil missed their first half. If they had played the first half, like they played the second half, you know, they would have played today against France. They would have been like a different story, maybe, you know, who knows. But Brazil getting eliminated, you know, that was a surprise. Argentina was not too surprised, you know, like, I don't know. You know, Messi, I don't think he's made for Argentina, you know, unfortunately. I love Messi, I'm a Barcelona fan, and so that was a surprise. Who else? Was another team that I was like, wow, this team, you know, Iceland, they had a great Euro. They did again, you know, like a great World Cup.
I thought Iceland was going to go
deeper. I always think, you know, yeah, I mean, they had their chance. They played very well. I always feel bad for this guy, you know. He could pick between Iceland and the U.S., you know, national team, and he picked the U.S. They asked him, oh, why did you pick the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, Panama.
I thought I picked it because I have more chances of playing a World Cup, and U.S. didn't get qualified, and Iceland is going. So Iceland was a big, big, big surprise. And I think it's the World Cup of the surprise, and there's no small team anymore. I think that's the main thing I would say. Like, there's no small team anymore with the globalization, you know. Like, I still think, you know, Europe has the best football, like we call it, because we are attracting the best players from South America, you know, Africa, you know. But it's an amazing game and football, you know, in South America, you know, China is bringing more people, you know. Japan was a pleasant surprise too, you know. So I think the globalization, you can see, like, it's starting to really take place, you know, and there's no, it seems like there's no small team anymore, so I think that's this World Cup.
Yeah, this World Cup is definitely, soccer has improved in the smaller developed countries, and it's going to get, you know, even better, more challenging. So maybe we'll see a new winner this time around, which is only Croatia could be the new winner.
Croatia,
only team left.
But
as a French person, we'll not let that happen. Anyways, Dave, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me. Yes, talk to you soon.